we're talking with State Representative Gary McDowell, and he represents the eastern end of the Upper Peninsula and Sault Ste. Marie, Lake Superior State University. But also with that, you know that area of the UP very well, and that is part of the 1st Congressional District, as is the Upper Peninsula and major portions of Northern Lower. And your name has come up in media reports of being interested in running for the seat being vacated now by Congressman Bart Stupak after his announcement that he won't be running again. It's a fairly crowded field already of people that are in this race that are interested in it. Why are you interested in it?
I feel I bring something unique to this race. I'm a lifelong Uper. Our family goes back many generations. My grandson's a seventh generation Uper and grew up on the farm, still farm there. And I have the common sense values of Northern Michigan, and I've proven that over my legislative career. This will be my 30th year in public office, 1980. I was first elected to Chippewa County Board of Commissioners, served on that 22 years, went on to become the chairman for many years. And then when the seat opened up for the 107th, I decided to run for that seat, and I was elected and been serving in Lansing ever since. And I have the ability to be a problem solver, reach across the aisle, work towards solutions, and I want to bring that to Washington because never was a time when we needed to work together, to come together. It's now. We need to all take a deep breath, I think, and sit back and realize that we have to come together as a country, and I believe I bring that ability to do that.
The 1st Congressional District, I would think, is a rather daunting challenge simply because, I mean, you represent the Eastern UP, which in a lot of ways is very different from even the Western part of the Upper Peninsula. There are many different and unique areas within that congressional district. Is it, in your mind, one of the more unique opportunities out there?
Well, absolutely. It runs across the whole Upper Peninsula, almost the city of Bay City. So there is. It's much diversity, much change in this district. But also, I live right in the center of the district. Geographically, I'm in the heart of the district, but I am a Uper. But most of my media, my work has been below the bridge. I also represent half my district is in the Lower Peninsula, around the Petoskey, Indian River area. And when you get right down to it, there isn't a lot of difference. So the issues are the same. Mm-hmm. But the UP is unique, and I love the UP. I've traveled across the UP, and I know how vast and different it is. But we're all the same. We're all the same people, and we all are hardworking, ingenuity people who really care about the future of this country and care about the future of the UP.
You're in the process now of doing sort of that checking out the waters before making an official announcement, which you may be making in the next week or so. But what are you hearing when you're talking with the folks here? I mean, I know we've heard a lot of the rhetoric about the jobs and the economy and whatnot, but what are you hearing from the folks when you're talking to them across this district, and what are they telling you that they hope you would do if you are elected?
That's the number one issue, of course, is jobs, putting our people back to work, creating those long-term jobs, too. It's not going to happen overnight. I mean, you've got to remember a year and a half ago where we were. They have a financial collapse, stock market at 6,500, losing 700,000 jobs a month. Stock market was at 6,500. And we have made a lot of progress. And those are short-term. But for long-term to transform our economy, it's really three things. It's about reforming education, improving our healthcare system so it's affordable and accessible to everybody, and also energy independence. And by doing these three things, we will create the long-term jobs. And Northern Michigan is going to play a big part of that. We have our forest, our water, and we can use these resources to develop the jobs of the future. And I'm really excited about that. I see a great future for the peninsula in Northern Michigan, and I want to be part of that.
How would you utilize something like the universities that you're representing or you're discussing later today in a state-level capacity? What role do you see for something like a Northern Michigan University in getting the country and getting the state economic back in order?
One area Northern Michigan has to play a key role is energy independence, using our biomass and our forests to develop energy sources of the future, be it ethanol, be it heating, be it creating electricity. And right now, Northern is looking at a project for that, for the biomass energy plant over there. It'll be cleaner fuel, cleaner energy, but also it'll create at least 100 sustainable jobs in this area right here, just supplying that mill. And developing the technology to do that is being done, most of it, at our universities. That's why we need to support our universities, work closely with them to develop these technologies and innovations that will put our people to work.
State Representative Gary McDowell with us. We'll keep an eye on it as to when, if and when an official announcement comes on the run for 1st Congressional District. which you say maybe be in about a week?
We're looking at next weekend, making it official. Talked it over with my wife and my daughters, and they gave me the okay. I was very apprehensive about that.
That is the important board to pass, isn't it?
The most important board. Actually, I came home after the night that Bart announced. I'm going to say something about Bart Stupak. Bart Stupak was a great congressman. I don't know of anybody who worked harder for their district, cared about their district more than Bart Stupak. And I'm honored to know him as a friend, and also that he was my congressman. And when I got home that day after hearing that he had resigned, I was saddened by that news. My wife, my daughters, and even my 3-year-old grandson was there, and they said, "You got to run." And my little grandson looked at me, and he just heard all the talk, and he says, "Papa, you can win." And that just kind of like us. We all just laughed and hugged each other and said, I think we need to do this. Make sure that the Upper Peninsula and Northern Michigan is represented by somebody who really cares deeply about the people in this area.
Well, it's not officially announced yet, but that's pretty close, so we'll take that here on the program as a pretty good word.
I hope to be back and spend a lot more time. I always love coming to Marquette. My wife, myself, we've always enjoyed it. You have an absolutely beautiful city, the gem of the UP, the queen of the UP, and we plan on spending a lot more time up here.
Well, one of the things is, of course, you're here with the hearing today on higher education, and we wish you luck with that, and good luck on that process. And of course, any money that you can send to our universities here in the UP, we'll certainly take it as best as we can.
Because yes, you're absolutely right, because I am part of the UP, and I do sit on the appropriations committee. I chair the community health budget, which is all the healthcare spending in the state of Michigan. And I know how important that is also to our community, not just to deliver the services and the quality of life, but also the economic factor. It is, I believe, Marquette General is probably your one or two largest employer, and your third employer is probably Northern. So that's how important state dollars are back to the UP. We're probably more dependent on state dollars than any other part of the state, with our prison systems up here and other areas of public spending. So I will always fight hard for the UP with my fellow UP legislators.